Today on Real Life Radio.
You go from rejecting God, then you start creating your own religion. And you'd hate to admit it, but it's true. I don't want anything to do with God. Besides, I've been thinking about it. I think there's all kinds of ways to God. Well, that's true. All roads lead to God. It's true. That should be in the Bible. All roads lead to God, but only one road leads to heaven. That's through Jesus Christ.
Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David J., thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack now in a message called When Hell Meets Earth, Part 3. He's continuing his series called The Book of Revelation. You know, judgment doesn't have to be our future. The Lord has made a way of escape for us, and He's ready to forgive with abundant grace and mercy all those who would come to Him. Now, you see, we're told in advance that judgment is coming. Chapter 9 of Revelation warns us of the last half of the Great Tribulation. Now, this horrific time really is a difficult portion of Scripture, and those who will be there to experience it will be those who, when given the opportunity to respond to the gospel invitation, simply refused it, the one and only option to be rescued from hell. So today on this part of the message, Pastor Jack goes on to challenge us about what we're trusting in. Is it our health, our position, our money? Is it our family, our security, or the work of our hands? Or are we trusting in America and our government? Well, we live in a fallen world and all these things will fail us. That's the truth. Only Jesus Christ can save us from a tragic ending. Now in his message called When Hell Meets Earth, Part 3, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
That's a pathetic word, isn't it? I am an island, I am a rock, and a rock feels no pain. Well, la-dee-da. Well, what a life to live. I am an island, I am a rock, I feel no pain. To feel no pain is to also know no love. If you're going to guard yourself, you're going to become a big nothing. You'll experience nothing, you'll never venture anything, you'll never know the power of God. And listen, Christians, oh, I'm a Christian, but I'm getting my tail kicked. Then listen, are you in the Word? Are you in prayer? Are you in fellowship? Let me put it to you this way. Does this church or the church you're visiting from need you? Do they need you? You need to go back home to your church and you need to be needed. Or if it's in this church, you need to be needed. Why? It's not so much for the church. It's for you. That's how you grow. Well, I'm going to be an island. I'm going to be a rock. Well, then you'll feel no pain. That's exactly what I want to be. I want to be a painless, feelingless, stoic, nincompoop. That's what you'll be. You'll be a nothing. But you'll get attacked. You'll get ripped up by the enemy. Ephesians 6, verse 10 says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. How do I do that? And in the power of his might. Good. How? Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the trickery of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. That's easy. You can shoot it. You can't shoot a fallen angel or a demon. I got holy water. Good luck. You think they care about that? Surprised, huh? Make sure I don't drink out of this today, but look, there's a demon. What is that gonna do? That's crazy. God says, you're gonna fight demons this way. You're gonna fight spiritual entities this way. Putting on the whole armor of God, you'll be able to stand the trickery of the devil, standing against him. Because why? We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. We wrestle against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness in this age, against spiritual wickedness in heavenly or spiritual realms. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having girded about your waist truth, put on the breastplate of righteousness, having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all, taking this shield of faith, which is, having taken the shield of faith, which with you will be able to quench all the fire, not some of them, all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation, which is salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. It looks like a Bible, huh? But it's a sword. And Satan's scared to death of this thing if you use it right, okay? Praying always, verse 18 says. And then finally, we end with this, verses 20 to 21 in conclusion. When hell comes upon earth, there'll be a gross act of rebellion among mankind. Just when you thought it was so bad that men would fall on their face and say, God, be merciful to me. You know what I'm saying? What's happened to them? with all the stuff happening on the earth, don't you think they would give up and say, I give up? No, remember in the beginning, they stood in the cement and they didn't repent like this. We know them. Here comes Jack again, gonna shoot his mouth off about God. Well, let's just eat dinner and get it over with. So then you share God with them. Yeah, all right. Hey, Martha, didn't I know this was coming? I told you, here it goes. And then you leave, and there's just a little bit more cement around their ankles. You know what I'm talking about? Oh, there's Billy Graham. Pfft, that guy's been yapping on for years. Turn it to some, show. Oh, look, there's an invitation in the newspaper to come to the Easter service. All of these Christians, they drive me nuts. More cement. I don't need God. I'll get to heaven my own way. More cement. You go from rejecting God, then you start creating your own religion. And you'd hate to admit it, but it's true. I don't want anything to do with God. Besides, I've been thinking about it. I think there's all kinds of ways to God. Well, that's true. All roads lead to God. It's true. That should be in the Bible. All roads lead to God, but only one road leads to heaven. That's through Jesus Christ. Everyone's got to stand before God. So it's true. All roads lead to God. The only thing is, what kind of condition when you arrive are you going to be in? Everyone has to stand before God. But Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and life, and no man comes to the Father but through me. There's only one way to heaven. Well, we're almost done. Quickly this. What's their rebellion? You know what? They're completely independent from God. Look at verse 20. But the rest of mankind who were not killed by these plagues, so all these dead people are laying around him, did not repent of the works of their hands. Stop right there, comma. By the works of their hands. Whatever they made, they were supposed to repent of it. But they wouldn't. Let's keep reading. That they should not worship demons, comma. Worship demons? This verse applies to the 21st century or beyond. You mean worship demons? A civilized humanity? Absolutely. Absolutely, because they're spirit creatures and they're deceiving. Well, how does that manifest? Look, he tells you. Idols of gold, silver, brass, stone, wood, which can neither see nor hear nor walk. This is their sin, independence from God. They lean upon demons. Now, do you honestly, come on, let's give these unbelievers some credit. I'm not going to believe in God. I'm going to worship idols. I'm not going to believe in God. I'm going to follow demons. I don't think so. I think they're deceived. You say, well, I can't even believe that. Sure, you can. You ever buy a new car? It didn't say plastic here, but you could say gold. Your car's not made out of gold. But look how we treat it. Most of it's plastic these days. I remember back in the old days, cars were made out of real metal. Now it's half plastic. We get that plastic out there. You know, what do we do? Oh, man. Right? Look at those lines. Man. Don't tell me you don't do that, because you know what? We are sick people. I'm only talking to guys. It's our problem, guys. You know how we know how sick we are? Your car. Does it run better when it's dirty or when it's clean? You're sick, see? Clean. It doesn't run any different. But when you, oh, look at that thing. It's wonderful. How fast will you go, baby? You're talking to your idol. It's metal and plastic. And you get in that thing? Oh, yeah. And you fire that thing up, just because you washed it and waxed it, it feels like it moves better. Isn't that true? Your car seems like a, why is that? Oh man, I got my idol. I mean, my car is all worked out. It's all clean. You say, you gotta be joking me. Well, you know, I am and I'm not. You know what? What are you living for? Oh, if I get that Dodge Viper, I'll be set. Oh yeah, what kind of set will you be? Oh, then people will know I've arrived. Arrived? You need a Viper to arrive? Take the bus. You'll get there. Oh, no, I mean status, man. You know what? That doesn't work. You know what you're doing? You're leaning upon an idol. Could be a car. Could be a boat. Could be an airplane. Could be water. Could be that house. Now that we got that, oh, yeah. And you're selling your kids. You're selling your dogs, to pay for the house. Watch out. Be careful. Listen. We create our idols. They don't have to be things made of gold, silver, brass, or stone. Look, some of them are made out of wood. The point is this. An idol is anything that cannot see you. It can't hear you. You're talking to your car when you've waxed it. It can't hear you. It's got no ears. Listen, it can't walk. It's an idol. What we spend our affections on, that's our idol. What is it? What occupies your brain the most? That's your idol. Is it God? Then he's your God because he's real. Doesn't make him an idol. Makes him God in your life because he's real. He's always real if you believe him or not. But when you yield to him, he's your God. Personal relationship. Oh, no, I have no room for that because I have a personal relationship with my boat, with my car, with my plane, with my house, with my sports, with my team, with my fill in the blank for whatever we are. You know, by the silence of the sanctuary, I need to keep moving on. I can tell right now. Let's just keep going. Paul the Apostle says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, he says, those things which Gentiles sacrifice to by way of idols, they sacrifice when doing so to demons, not to God. And I do not want you to have fellowship with demons. You cannot drink of the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons. You cannot partake of the Lord's table and the table of demons. 1 Corinthians 10, 20 and 21 says, demons, be careful. And then finally, they did not repent of their murders or their sorceries or of their sexual immorality or of their thievery. This is a tragic ending to this chapter. Why? Never, my friend, in an act of rebellion, never, verse 21, ever underestimate man's ability to justify himself. That's what the courtrooms are filled with. The defense attorney takes the guy off to the side. Did you do it? Yeah, I did it. Okay, we'll see how to get you off. You say this, I'll say this. Or someone's having this thing in their life. Well, you know what? Someone will tell them it's really not your fault. Somebody else's fault. Let's find somebody to blame. Watch out. Notice what these people do. They did not repent of their murders, of their sorceries, and sexual immorality or thievery. Four things. Listen, murder is murder. This is talking about violent society where murder is conducted in a way, listen carefully, this hits home, very close. Murder is done in such a way, murder is bad, period. But he's talking about a time when murder will escalate, where man will take no thought for human life. I had a LAPD officer tell me 10 years ago, about 8 years ago. He said, you know, Jack, 8 years ago, he said, there was a time in LA when somebody would walk up and say, give me all your money. And you'd give them the money and they'd run away. He said, now, this was 8 years ago. He said, now they walk up, boom, and take your $5. You're dead. They don't even talk to you anymore. Coupled with the fact that the end of the tribulation period will be a very demonically energized spiritual world, religious world, where murdering will increase. And if you take a look at nations of the world that have embraced cults that have a low regard for human life, people die on the spot, throats are slit on soccer fields at halftime on MSNBC. People are taken out into the middle of a soccer field before the Baghdad invasion in Baghdad. And they put their father on his knees. And did you see it? Go to MSNBC, order the DVD. They put him on his knees and they slit his throat and he died in the field. Then they picked him up. They threw sawdust on top of the blood. The team came back out and they played soccer. They continued the game. You can watch it. Murdering justifiably. Oh, he offended Allah. Cut his neck. The Bible says it's going to increase. And look, we're seeing it happen in our day. Not only that, this gets more to the point. Sorceries. Don't be tricked by the word. It's a very powerful statement here. Sorceries. What do you think of when you think of sorceries? Sorcerers. Harry Potter. Wait, time out. It's way beyond that. The word, guess what? The word in Greek is pharmakei. Ring a bell? When I was little, my mom used to take me to the drugstore. We don't call them drugstores anymore. What do we call them now? pharmacies. What do you get there? Pharmaceuticals, drugs. The Bible says in the last days, men will not be able to repent because they have so gotten into a lack of respect for human life, be it whatever avenue, who cares? Also, they will practice drug use to the point that will open them up to sorcery, witchcraft, demonism. Any of you hippies in here? LSD, dropout, speed, whatever the drugs are today, designer drugs of today, the crack, crank, smack, pow, boom, whatever it is. Whatever, I don't know, you know, I don't know, I'm an old guy, so I don't know what the thing is anymore. But whatever, what is it? Listen. What was the thing back when we were hippies? I mean, I wasn't a hippie. No, I mean, I was not a hippie. But the hippies, tune in. No, tune out. Drop in. Well, how did it go? Tune in. Tune in, turn on, drop out. That was the Haight-Ashbury, San Francisco, L.A. thing, right? Woodstock. Watch. Tune out. According to the Bible, Satan would say, take some drugs. Life's tough. You need to kind of get a break. Take some drugs. Hallucinogenics, mind-altering. I'll really appreciate it because it lets down your will. While I'm showing you a sparkly show, I'm going to sneak into your life. And I'm going to move in and take control. The first thing I'll do is get you hooked. Because I'm not going to waste my time on you if I can't hook you to keep you. So let me get you hooked. Now that you're hooked, let me play with your thoughts. And here's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to cause you to think these thoughts. And as you continue to drug out, and listen, those of you who've taken trips, been on trips, not on an airplane, drugged out, how many times can people say, man, I took this trip, man, and I swear I saw Satan's head. And there are all these things flying around me. Is it a joke? Oh, no, it was my drugs. Isn't it interesting? The Bible says here, no, that was your drugs as a key and a gate to let Satan and his demons into your life. And many, many people, unknowingly to them, who are hooked on drugs, also, boy, law enforcement can back this up, are also practicing in the occult, and they're possessed. Many of them. It traffics in that world. By the way, pornography carries the same power. We've already gone through that on Wednesday nights recently in the book of Proverbs. Terrible. And sexual immorality, this is an amazing word. It's porneia in Greek. It's the disillusionment of sexual order ordained by God. Are you ready for this? I was reading Dr. Harry Ironside, and he goes, at the time of this writing, it was like 30 or 40, he said, there has been some talk of homosexual conduct, but that it's been put down and it no longer exists. And I thought, that guy, if he could see today, that's exactly the definition. In the last days, the sexual immorality, it's a disillusionment of the sexual order. How does that apply to us? Luke 17:26, and as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it also be in the last days at the coming of the Son of Man. They ate, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark, and then the flood came, destroyed them all, likewise as it was also in the days of Lot. Anybody know the story about Lot? They ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built, but on the day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained down fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even so, it will be when the Son of Man comes. Philippians 3:18. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now I tell you weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who set their mind on the things of the earth. Did you see this, people? Did you see this week, people, who, according to the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah, they're kissing each other on TV of the same gender. Now watch, you're going to say, how can you say that? I'm not saying it. The Bible is saying it. I am not going to have the culture dictate my theology. I'm going to have God's theology dictate my culture. My culture is where I live. Now watch this. 1 Timothy 6:5. These are corrupt people, corrupt in mind and destitute of the truth. Now watch. Romans 1:18. For these are those for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of mankind who suppress the truth in unrighteousness because of what may be known of God. It has been manifested to them, for God has shown it to them. Verse 24, therefore, God gave them over to their sinful desires of their hearts to sexual impurity for the degrading or tearing down of their bodies with one another. They exchanged the truth of God for a lie, and they worshiped and served created things rather than the Creator who is forever praised. Amen. Because of this, God gave them to these shameful lusts. Even women, I'm reading the Bible. Everybody with me? Even women exchanged the natural sexual use of a man and went after women. And in the same way, the men also abandoned the natural use of a woman, became inflamed with lust one for another, and they themselves received within their bodies the due penalty of their perversion. That's called AIDS, disease, STDs. Furthermore, since they did not think it worthy to retain God in their thoughts, God gave them over to their depraved mind to do what ought not to be done among them. That's the Bible. See, I can't believe you said that. Well, I might go to jail for it. Just write me letters, will you? This is what the Bible says. What's my point? Listen, we can witness to the homosexual and to the fornicator and to the adulterer, okay? And in the true meaning of the word, and I defend right English, correct English, according to the true word of tolerance, we need to tolerate them. Tolerate means intolerance in the true English word, 1828, Noah's Webster's Dictionary. We disagree with them, but we allow them also to disagree with us as we disagree with them, and it's mutually a respect issued one toward another. To mutually agree to respect one another even though we disagree. So here's the thing. To those that are living in adultery, those who are living in fornication, or those who are practicing homosexuality, we need to love them and reach out to them. Why? Because God loves them. But know this. Jesus said, all this violence and all this sexual aberrance will increase just before I return. And we're living right in the days and right in the state of where it's going on. In all kinds of ways. This is what the Bible says. And if we see these things now, how much worse will it be during the Great Tribulation period when so many millions of people will die from their conduct? Terrible. Do you know Christ today? What other signs, what other images do you need? The Bible is true, and it has warned us about the things to come.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs. Here on Real Life Radio, in his message called When Hell Meets Earth, Part 3. You know, When Hell Meets Earth, Part 3 is part of Pastor Jack's series called The Book of Revelation. It's a series on the final book of the New Testament and the unveiling of future events for us and for the world. And we'll continue next time we get together on Real Life Radio. Now, it seems like everyone is watching YouTube these days, right? How many times have you been down the YouTube wormhole, as it were? There are literally thousands of millions of videos and topics to choose from. All kinds of stuff, like I needed to replace a headlight on my car, and there it was, a video that showed me exactly how to do it, all sorts of things. And how many meals have I come up with just by watching YouTube, right? But did you know that Pastor Jack has a YouTube channel? Now, he may not be able to show you how to fix a car or come up with a casserole, but his videos are life-changing, truly. Discover powerful messages, verse-by-verse Bible studies, live streams, and important updates impacting our culture today. Now, you can also stay biblically informed about Israel and what's going on in the world around us. Now, you can access Real Life with Jack Hibbs from YouTube or check out all the media that Pastor Jack has to offer at jackhibbs.com. One more time, that's jackhibbs.com. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.